The Big E Sports Show with host Elissa Walker-Campbell just got bigger. Featuring former defensive star and three-time national champion at Nebraska and NFL player Jason Peter. Jason Peter under the helmet. With Jason Peter on the Big E Sports Show with host Elissa Walker-Campbell.
We are back this weekend on the Big E Sports Show. Merry Christmas, happy holidays to all of you tuning in. It is our favorite segment. We are visiting with three-time national champion at the University of Nebraska, Jason Peter, with our weekly Under the Helmet segment. And I know you've been a real good boy this year. Is Santa going to be good to you and your family?
I hope so.
Oh, you guys already got snow. How nice.
We just, earlier in the week, got, I would say 7-8 inches, something like that. But we're trying to figure out, you know, without packing up all of the gifts that we had gotten for the kids, because we're going to spend some time out of town a little bit, you know, it becomes this whole other project of trying to make sure that they wake up for Christmas the same way they would if we were doing it at our house.
Yes.
And so... you know, that's the only complication that we're running across right now.
Well, we'll be in Oklahoma, and I hope that we get some snow like you guys did up there in Nebraska. That always makes it so much more special. But, Jason, listen, we're a little bit short on time, and we got to talk about the national championship. I mean, you're talking about two storied programs, Alabama and Notre Dame. There is already so much pregame hype. It really is going to be special. Would you agree?
Yeah. You know, anytime you have a school like Alabama, who certainly has been the premier team in college football over the last 5 years, you know, with a guy like Nick Saban who's coaching that program down there. I mean, you're talking about a national guy right there, and you know, the SEC being as strong as it is, and you know, winning the last six national championships. You know, when you take a team like that and then you match them up against a school like Notre Dame, who's been irrelevant for the last 15, 16, 17 years, whatever it may be.
Yeah, true.
You know, but you're talking about Notre Dame that, you know, in terms of a networking family, you know, Notre Dame is the East Coast to the West Coast. It's L.A. to New York. I mean, you know, there's a reason why they're the school that has their own kind of TV network on NBC, and you know, there's a lot of reasons for that. And no matter how much they've struggled over the years, their fan base is always there. I mean, what other teams can force other BCS level schools that when they go on the road to play them, they force them to play in other stadiums? You know, I mean, where else can you go, or what other school can you do that at? There's not many, I think, in America that kind of can strong arm other BCS schools like that. But you know, it's going to be a matchup where certainly the lights are going to be shining bright.
Well, it is a dream matchup for the national championship when we talk about Alabama and Notre Dame. And, you know, they are programs that have so much tradition. And I know that when you were a player coming out of New Jersey, I mean, you were recruited by virtually every school nationally. Was Notre Dame, was Alabama, were those two schools that you considered at all?
Notre Dame was. They came in late on the recruiting trail. And by then, I had kind of made up my mind where I wanted to visit, and they were a little shocked when I said, "No, I don't have any interest at this point anymore." They just thought I would, you know, drop one of the five schools that I had committed to visiting, and that's, you know, kind of not how my parents, you know, raised me, that if I gave my word to somebody that I was going to come and visit their school, that's what I was going to do. So, yeah, I shunned them, but obviously my younger brother went there and committed to play for Notre Dame, but unfortunately never got an opportunity to with having the accident,
right,
diving into the pool. But,
mm-hmm.
You know, he left Notre Dame after a year, and I have no ties to that school at all. You know, I could go into my real feelings of Notre Dame, but that we'd need an entire show, I think, to go over that. But Alabama, I didn't look that much down into the SEC. You know, I didn't follow a lot of college football growing up in New Jersey. It's an NFL area. And, you know, the only school in the state really is Rutgers. And they were horrible back then. So you grew up, if you were a football fan, you watched the Giants or the Jets. So I didn't know a whole lot about college football. So I didn't know about the SEC, or I didn't know about the Big Eight, the Pac-10 at that time. I didn't know about any of that. I pretty much decided how I was going to pick the schools that I visited from where are you in terms of, you know, the top 10. When's the last national championship you won? I mean, I ended up visiting Nebraska because my brother was here. If he wasn't here, I don't know if I would have even made a visit out here.
Right, and it certainly worked out extremely well, winning 3 national championships. That's unheard of today. I mean, that is just, it's an incredible story. Jason Peter with us this weekend on the Big E Sports Show. I had to ask you as far as if those were two schools that ever had been in consideration for you, but let's get back on track here. Let's talk about what are some of the storylines that you're going to be looking for to unfold in this particular matchup with Alabama and Notre Dame.
I think Alabama's the better team hands down, and I think if they play this game 10 times, I think Alabama wins it 9 times. But there's that one game, and that's all this is. It's one game, and you never know what can happen. I mean, it wasn't too long ago that Boise State went in and did a number on your Sooners. And I think that's when people kind of looked at it as you don't have to have the deepest team. You don't have to have the best guys. You just have to have the best guys on that night and the best game plan on that night. And you're talking about 19, 20, 21-year-old young men, and you know, sometimes they don't show up for some reason. And if you're Alabama, that would really be the only reason, I think, why you lose this game, is if your guys don't show up, or if you don't take care of the football, if you're not doing the fundamental things right, if your concentration's bad, if you're jumping off sides. And that hasn't been a problem for Alabama for, you know, the last few years. You know, they haven't had these types of issues. So I don't suspect, you know, it's going to be a problem on the biggest night of college football. I just think that they have too much firepower. They're too well coached. They've lost already this year where they feel like they should have run the table and been undefeated. So I expect that Alabama is just going to be too strong. And plus, I mean, Notre Dame, you know, I mean, what have they done, really? I mean, they've played a bad Big Ten conference schedule. I mean, that's pretty much what they play. They have a few games here and there. The Oklahoma game, certainly, in my eyes, probably the most impressive victory they had all year. But Oklahoma is kind of, you know, you never know which team you're going to get. They've got some inconsistency issues. But, you know, to go down in the SEC and play week after week, I mean, the Big Ten is just absolutely horrible. And getting through that schedule didn't really take a whole lot.
Jason Peter has been with us this weekend on the Big E Sports Show. We want to thank our friends at Mercer Wealth Service who bring this segment each and every week. And just quickly, we got 60 seconds, Jason. What is Taylor Martinez thinking? He's running his mouth and talking about that Georgia defense. He needs to put a cork in it.
Yeah, you know, this is what he does. He runs his mouth.
Didn't he say last year he was going to be in the national championship? Did he say that?
After South Carolina beat him down in the locker room right after the game, he said, "We're going to win a national championship."
Oh, my goodness.
So, you know, that's kind of what they do. They talk very, very good, but, you know, they don't back it up. And now he's compared the Georgia defense to, quote, "They're like any other Big Ten defense. Big Ten defenses are the best in the country, and we're going up against the Georgia defense, so we've got to look at it like
my.
That. I mean, is he crazy? I mean, does he really believe the things that come out of his mouth, the Big Ten defenses are the best. Oh, my goodness. I mean, I don't know what's happening, and it makes you question that Pelini keeps letting him open his mouth like this.
Right. He needs to definitely have a one-on-one, a little fireside chat, as we like to say in the Campbell household. So, Jason, listen, you and Sarah have a wonderful Christmas, and I look forward to catching up with you in the new year, and good luck on, New Year's Day?
Yeah, we're going to need it. Merry Christmas and happy holidays to everybody.
Thank you, Jason. We're going to step aside much more straight ahead this weekend on the Big E Sports Show. Join us online at eradiosports.com and also Jason's website at jasonpeter.com.